Agenda item number 11, discussion and possible action on resolution authorizing the issuance, sale, and delivery of Brazos River Authority contract revenue refunding bond series 2019 Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project and approving and authorizing instruments and procedures relating thereto by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you. I'm going to give you a little bit of history of what the Williamson County Raw Water Line is. Basically, it's a 26-mile, 48-inch pipeline between Lake Stillhouse Hollow and Lake Georgetown. Earlier in the budget, we talked a little bit about the debt is on our balance sheet, but we do as a cost reimbursable pass-through to Georgetown, Round Rock, and Brushy Creek. The total debt right now is around 29 for the Williamson County Raw Water Line. 15 of it is Texas Water Development Board state participation loan. And then the balance is the open market revenue bonds of $14 million. This is just a picture. The pipeline runs along I-35 down to Lake Georgetown. Texas Water Development Board notified us that the loan is eligible for refunding. So the loan itself is at around 6% with the remaining 13 years left on the term of the contract. The current interest rates today, as you probably know, are much, much lower. This would provide a savings to our customers of $260,000 to $3.5 million over the remaining term of the 13 years. The estimated new debt issuance is not to exceed $16.3 million. Any questions? I have a short resolution to read.
Please read your resolution.
Okay. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority for the adoption at its July 29, 2019 meeting. Whereas Brazos River Authority, open parentheses, the BRA, or the issuer, close parentheses, was duly created and is lawfully operating under the Chapter 8502, Texas Special District Local Laws Codes. As amended, the open parentheses, the Act, close parentheses, pursuant to and in inferences of the purpose of the Article XVI, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas, and whereas pursuant to the Authorities Act and other applicable laws, the BRA and other entities are authorized to enter into contractual agreements regarding the public purpose for which BRA was created, and whereas amongst its authorized purposes, the BRA is authorized to store water in and divert water from Lake Georgetown and Lake Stillhouse Hollow, and whereas pursuant to the separate and individual contracts theretofore executed between the BRA and on one part and the participants, open parentheses, as defined in the hereinafter authorized 2019 bond covenant agreement, close parentheses, individual on their part, the BRA has contracted to make available to the participants water from Lake Stillhouse Hollow, and whereas the participants are so located that it became desirable from the standpoint of the cost that each should divert the surface water which each needs for municipal supply purposes for Lake Georgetown or points between Lake Stillhouse and Lake Georgetown, rather than from Stillhouse Hollow, and whereas the BRA and the participants subsequently entered into the project agreements, open parentheses, as defined in 2019 bond covenant agreement, close parentheses, for the purpose of providing for the BRA to design, construct, and operate facilities for the transporting water from Lake Stillhouse Hollow, committed to the participants to Lake Georgetown, known as the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project. Open parentheses, the project, close parentheses, for the diversion by them for the municipal purposes, and whereas the BRA heretofore enters into that certain master agreement between Texas Water Development Board and Brazos River Authority Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project, effective as of November 3rd, 1999, open parenthesis, the master agreement, close parenthesis, to fund in part the initial construction of the project and, whereas it pursuant to the section 3.1 of the master agreement, the BRA agrees to purchase the Texas Water Development Board, open parenthesis, TWDB, close parenthesis, ownership interest in the project at the earliest possible date, pursuant to section 3.4 of the master agreement. BRA further agrees to make payments to TWDB in order to purchase the TWDB's interest in the project, open parenthesis, collectively, and the refunded obligations, close parentheses. And pursuant to section 3.5 of the master agreement, the BRA retains the right to purchase said interest from TWDB on or after 10 years from the date of the TWDB delivered said funds to BRA. And whereas the BRA has determined it's beneficial that in the best interest of the participant to participants to issue thereinafter authorized bonds, open parentheses, the bonds, close parentheses, in order to refund the refunded obligations to acquire the TWDB's interest in the project. And whereas the bonds authorized to be issued by this resolution, open parentheses, the resolution, close parentheses, are to be issued and delivered pursuant to Authorities Act Chapters 1207 and 1371 Texas Government Code as amended and other applicable laws. And whereas the project agreement authorizes the board to issue the bonds in a manner and amount and with the security as within after provided, therefore be it resolved by the board of directors of Brazos River Authority that section 1 recital covenants agreements and the amount and purpose of the bonds, the Board of BRA hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full at this place and further funds and determine that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined and set forth in the 2019 bond covenant agreements, open parentheses, the agreement, close parentheses, substantially in the form of presenting at this meeting, the terms of which were hereby incorporated within and set forth at this place. The presiding officers, the assistant presiding officers, secretary, and the assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager, CEO, are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the BRA are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in the aggregate principal amount not to exceed $16,300,000 for the purpose of providing funds to refund the refunded obligation. Section 2, designation, authorized officers, date and denominations, numbers and maturity, terms and sale of the bonds. A, designation, authorized officers. Each bond issuant pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2019, open parentheses, Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project, close parentheses, subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapters 1207 and 1371, the Texas Government Code, as amended, the general manager and CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of the bond initially there shall be issued and sold and delivered hereunder in the one or more series. Fully registered bonds without interest coupons number consecutively upwards payable to the respective initial registered owner thereof or to the registered assignees of the bonds or any other portions, open parentheses, in such case, the registered owner, close parentheses, in the denominations of 5,000 or integral multiple thereof, open parentheses, and authorized denominations, close parentheses, maturing not later than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially over or otherwise on the dates, in the years and in the respective principal amounts, and at the respective rates of the interest and dates, all as set forth in the certificate of the authorized officer. C, sell the bonds, as authorized by the chapters 1207 and 1371, Texas Government Code as amended, the authorized officer hereby authorizes and appointed and designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other specific the procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including and determining and fixing the date of the bonds and the determine of the additional designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds shall be sold, the years in which the bonds will mature, and the principal amount or to mature in the each of such years, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount set forth in section one hereof, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the principal and the interest payment periods and dates, open parentheses, including the dates from making deposits to the interest and the sinking fund, close parentheses, the date and price, date, price, and terms upon in which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to the maturity of the option of the board, as well as any mandatory sinking funds redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance, and providing modifications to this resolution and the agreement, executing such instruments and documents and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto. If it is determined that such insurance shall be financially desirable and advantageously, and all other matters relating to this insurance, sale, and delivery of the bonds, the authorized officer acting for and on behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at a competitive sale pursuant to the notice of the sale and bidding instructions and the official bid form, or negotiated sale to the underwriter or underwriter's syndicate, and enter into and carrying out bond purchase agreements with such underwriters of the bonds at such price in the aggregate principal amounts not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in section one thereof, with such maturities of the principal and such interest rates and with such optional and mandatory sinking funds redemption provisions, any and other matters such as set forth herein, and any bond purchase agreements or notices that sale and bidding instructions shall be substantially in such form as approved by the authorized officer, provided that the price be paid for the bond shall be not less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus the accrued interest thereon from the date to their delivery. And no bond shall bear interest at the rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized on behalf of the issuer to approve any official statements and any supplement thereto relating to bonds and referred to in any such notice of sale or bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that the notwithstanding for the foregoing provision, the bond shall not be delivered unless prior to the delivery the bonds have been rated by nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations required by said chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended. D. Terms in establishing an aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the offering officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in section one thereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for open parenthesis I, close parenthesis, for the funds of the reserve funds, if necessary, as may be required by 2019 bond covenants agreements, open parenthesis two I's, close parenthesis, the refunding of the refunded obligation, and open parentheses three I's, close parentheses, for the payment of the cost and issuance of the bonds. Section three, immediately effective repeal, the resolution shall be effectively immediate from and after its adoption. Any resolution the board therefore adopted which conflicts with the subject terms of the provision for the resolution is hereby repealed and shall be of no further purpose for the effect. The authority of the authorized officer to sell the bonds as described in section 2C of this resolution shall be expired in 1 year anniversary from the adoption of the resolution by the board.
You heard the resolution.
Motion to move adoption.
Would you repeat that, please?
I'll move it.
Is there a motion to adopt first by Director Lloyd and second by Director Sanderson? Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Crowe? Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.